Now, later today, the Cabinet is expected to sign off the legislation for two referendums on the family and care next March, the 8th of March to be precise, International Women's Day. Our political correspondent Micheál Hann has more. And Micheál, that existing clause about the position of women in the home, it's long been controversial. So how did the proposed change come about and what does it involve? It's two pieces of legislation, is that right?
It's two pieces of legislation, and it will remove that reference to women's duties in the home and replace it with a reference to care and the care that is provided by families. And then the second referendum is about broadening the definition of family beyond marital family to talk about durable relationships. So they're the two big changes. So I suppose the first step really was the proposal that went to Cabinet on Tuesday, and the wording of the referendums was clear enough after that. But then there is a formal process that had to be gone through. So that involved that proposal going to an Oireachtas committee. It did that last night. That's in order to get a waiver from the fairly lengthy pre-legislative process that could run for 8 weeks. That waiver was granted by the committee, but the opposition parties did vote against it. So one would assume that they would have liked greater time to scrutinise the proposal before moving it to the next stage. But their appeal really was defeated on two votes, 8-4 on each occasion, but the government parties winning those votes. So now it returns to Cabinet today. So in the aftermath of Cabinet, it's expected that the formal piece of legislation would be published. And I suppose there is a degree of having to do this fairly quickly now if that target of having the referendums on March the 8th is to be achieved.
And will there be a Dáil debate next week on the proposed new bills?
Well, the legislation will have to go through that process now. So that is the task in hand. I suppose a lot has to be done, though. Campaigns will have to be put in place and the Electoral Commission are already involved. There is political debate already as well on two points. One is that sense of disappointment that has been voiced around the fact that a wider definition of care across society, that isn't included in these proposals, even though it had been recommended by another Oireachtas committee. And also fears, I think, that the referendums could be peppered with many instances of disinformation. The Taoiseach talking about that at the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting last night and urging the members of his party to meet it head on and not to shy away from the task.
And so we'll be voting on two issues if this happens according to the plan next March. Is one contingent on the other? I mean, the new clause, obviously, you'd have to delete the first clause. But if people, for instance, voted the first clause through, they wouldn't necessarily have to vote to insert the new clause, would they?
Well, that would seem to be the way it is. It is two distinct referendums and there are two debates that are going to be had there. So I think that is the type of thing that's going to become very clear in the weeks ahead. It just is now a case of waiting to see what form and what form this debate takes. And there are disappointment about the care issue, that it wasn't wider, and a sense of perhaps trepidation too, that this could become quite a heated debate. Mm-hmm. It is something that was in the programme for government and was set to be delivered, although I think some people had thought that given that this government could be going into its final year, that maybe it wouldn't happen, but there was a determination, it seems, within government to deliver it. Of course, there will be one other referendum next year as well. That is a more low-key one. That's on patents and jurisdiction, and that's likely to happen when the people go to the polls on the day of the local and European elections in June.
And speaking of heated debates, Micheál, fill us in on the debate on the rural independence motion on immigration yesterday.
Yeah, this did get tetchy at times. The Rural Independents say that there hasn't been a debate on this issue, a formal debate. That is disputed by government, who said that this has been debated many times over the last number of years in both the Shannon and the Dáil. The Rural Independents say it wasn't. Essentially, they're saying the current system doesn't work and that there should be a cap introduced to the number of international protection applicants, asylum seekers allowed to enter the country. On that question of suppression of debate was rejected fairly strongly by the Integration Minister, Roderic O'Gorman, who said real suppression of debate really applies to some people who have to flee here and to seek asylum here. And he did say that really that doesn't apply at all. He said maybe sometimes there are requests to get the Independent TD, Danny Healy-Ray, to suppress his phone ringing, but he said no more than that. There was interventions too from the Labour Party, Éan Ó Riordan, in a shouting exchange, really, with the rural independents, accusing them of resorting to the lowest common denominator in politics, something they rejected. They say they are representing their communities, they are representing fear in their communities, and particularly focusing in, they say, on a lack of consultation when it comes to setting up asylum centres in those communities. The motion itself then did go for a vote in the Dáil last night, because there was a government counter motion there, but there wasn't actually enough TDs in support of it to push it to a vote. There was less than 10. It was the rural independents and the ANTHO leader, Pather Tobin, who had pushed for that vote, but it didn't happen in the end. So that motion essentially rejected by the Dáil without a vote.
Political correspondent Micheál Hannan.